If you can just first of all take us back to last night, what happened and when, and what has kind of caused the current situation at the moment?
Okay, we first received a report of flooding in the underpass yesterday evening from emergency services, and we sent our incident response vehicle out to actually put a road closure on just to make the road safe initially. And then we started investigations as to what had actually caused the flooding.
Okay, and apparently floodwaters at one stage reached up to about a metre, is that right? Do you know how much water was there in total in the underpass?
It's several cubic metres of water, yes. The height of the water did reach above 1 metre at one point. We've been using our own mobile pumps to pump water out of the underpass. But of course, initially that was against rainfall during the night and in the early hours of the morning. We did eventually manage to get the water level low enough to be able to get access to the pumping station that's there, because this underpass is at such a low level that it won't actually drain to the normal drainage system. We have to pump from there into the drainage system. So once we got into the pumping station, we identified then that the reason that the pumps weren't working was because we'd got a major power failure. At that point, we had been assisted by the power company, Western Power Distribution, and we've been working to try and get the power supply reinstated. Now, the latest that we've heard is that the power fault has been traced to a location which unfortunately is below the water level. So we still have some more pumping to do this evening to get the water levels low enough for the power company to be able to repair their cables.
Okay, what we're looking at timescales now for kind of getting in there to look at the actual damage and kind of getting it repaired and the road back open again. How long are we looking for this?
Well, we'll be working through the night now to effect that repair, but we're reasonably confident that we will have that done before tomorrow morning's rush hour. We do, of course, apologise to travelling public for the disruption that they've suffered today. And if there are people still moving about now, we appeal for them to avoid that, the A34 at Birchfield Underpass area, particularly while we've still got that road closure on.
Okay, if you say by tomorrow morning's rush hour, can I push you for an approximate time as to when that's likely to be?
We'll open the road as soon as it's safe to open, and I would hope that that is before 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Okay, and just briefly, what are you going to do to make sure anything like this doesn't happen again across pretty much the whole of the network in Birmingham?
Difficult to predict where these sort of events might happen, but obviously we will look at the whole chain of events and see whether there's anything that could have been done quicker or earlier